Let's talk about tech. Maybe.
I did think about phoning this fella because we could have had some good conversations. I did the garden. I fixed the car. I finally got to the office. I got the telly up in my music room, and that's where you and I are going to have some fun one day. Fezzi Turkamp is the gadget detective, and he's become a good mate, a deep voice, but we don't hold that against him. Too many synths, but we don't hold that against him either. For every synth I've got, when they got on the plane, my family, I made sure each of them had a battery charger from one of my packs that I bought from your recommendation, and then one that was spare. But funny enough, they've come back and have all said to me that Doha, the airport, I don't know if you've ever done it, Fevzi, is literally the greatest, most impressive thing they've seen. And I said, I told you, it is like Westfield on steroids. It is an amazing thing. Lovely to have you back on the show, fella.
Thank you so much. It's interesting about airports and all the shops, because it's become like an arms race, hasn't it? Who's got the most shops and the best shopping experience? And then I remember when City Airport popped up, and how did they say it? They said, no shops. It's great. You can just get through and go quickly, and you're not sort of forced to walk miles from one end to the other.
And that has been how quickly you get. I have never used it, but what people say to me is how quickly you get in there and on the plane is remarkable.
Yeah.
So everything has its own, I imagine, selling point, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It depends. I mean, really, because the days of duty free, certainly within Europe, you know, went anyway. So.
What's the thing that you buy when you go to an airport? I've got mine. You buy it and you know you don't need it.
Chocolate, you know, smellies.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Give me a cologne. Give me every time I go through. And it's just like, oh, for goodness sake, how many different smells can you have, fella? But I love it. It makes me feel like I'm alive. But I didn't get to the airport this time. So anyway, that's a different story. What we got? We got a good few. Is there anything that me and Ola are going to... Ola's already started in my ear, Fevzi. Let me just tell you. But hold on, Ola. Which one is he started talking about already? Oh, not the gaming thing. I'm just trying to guess. Because Ola's not a gamer. Well, not that kind of game. Anyway, oh, gosh. Right, let's go. We'll see which one of those he was getting excited about and encouraging me to spend more money on.
We've got five gadgets, if we can get through them, I don't know. And several of them are...
Is that your way of saying shut up?
No, shut up is my way of saying shut up. But the interesting thing is a lot of these are quite affordable. So let's start with one from Anker. A-N-K-E-R. It is a battery pack. It's like a battery pack on steroids, but it's different. It's not a pocketable one about the size of a bar of soap. This thing's huge. So this is not designed to go on an airplane. They won't let you on an airplane with this. It's much too big. So of the ones that are, you know, at least holdable in your hand, they'd sort of top out at about 20 or 25,000 milliamp hours. This one is 60,000 milliamp hours. It's got a strap to carry it with. It's got a charging display that shows you exactly what's going on. It's got a range of ports, including one port that gives and receives 140 watts of power. So that means that you can charge, for example, a MacBook Pro 16-inch, the big one, to 80% in just over an hour. And you can charge it to 80%.
I've got, like, literally in my hand now. Can you back me up, Ola? I've got the biggest bank that you can get on a plane, right? So in my hand now...
It's about 25,000.
Right, yeah, yeah. In fact, I think it's 27. But right? So this is the biggest one you can get on an aeroplane, right? Which is what I wanted, right? I struggle a little bit when you go... So the small one, just give it a little thing. This one could give my, I don't know, my tablet and my thing a little punch. When we go to the ones that are this size, I'm like, well, I might as well get the one that can get my speakers going in the middle of a park. I might as well get to generator level.
Well, this thing's got a number of benefits. So first of all, this is good for families. And, you know, if you travel somewhere in the UK, you're not getting on an airplane. In fact, if you're going somewhere by ship or car, you can take one of these. It's good to share with the family because you're not worried about what you're going to be able to top up outside. But it's got some nice tricks to it as well. You can plug in solar panels into this. So if you're not near a main supply to charge it up, you can actually use a solar panel. And again, in just over an hour, you can get it up to about 80% charge.
So you can use it in the sun and use the sun to keep it charged?
Correct. Yeah, so you can do that. You can, you know, if you go caravanning or you just go on long trips.
No, camping, for goodness sake. No.
What? I know it's not as exciting as your yard, but you know.
Unless it's glamping. You know, the caravan. So some of the families did it. So I got in trouble because I was the daddy who did not go camping. So I dropped my wife there and picked her up. But some of they hired the camper van thing. I thought, I wish I'd thought of that. So this can keep everything going, right? So this is going to charge itself. You can put the iPad on there. You can put the portable speaker on there. Yeah. You can put it all on there.
I mean, it can deliver up to 140 watts, which is huge. It can keep two laptops powered at the same time, for example. So, and the thing is, a lot of these 27,000 packs, you know, they can deliver quite quickly, but then the charge finishes quite quickly as well. So, you know, this one is perhaps more sensible, and the display is very useful to know what's going on with it. So I do like this. It's called it's from their Solix range, S-O-L-I-X, because it's chargeable from, you know, solar power. It's called the Solix C200DC. There are other ones that look similar to this. So this is like a column, you know, it's a bit like an obelisk. You get different versions of this, but this one I like. It's £139.99. Okay. 4 stars. The one with the solar panels provided is £230, £229. So, but that comes with a 60 watt.
You're not showing me any discount chapters here, you know, today.
So it's the basic one at £139.99 is £30 off at the moment.
Yeah, good, that's good. Remember, we're working on a budget here, fella. Mm-hmm. Never forget that, you know.
The most expensive gadget we're going to do today.
Right, where are we going
next? So, moving on, probably the cheapest gadget today is from Creative. Now, Creative have been around for donkeys years, decades. So they used to do, I don't know if they still do, game audio cards for computers and that sort of thing. They do a lot of sort of tech audio. So this is a pair of speakers that plugs into a desktop computer or many other devices. You could plug it into
what's the quality, Alexa unit. Fancy them days when we get them little plinky things have gone. I want quality now.
It's horses for courses. So this pair costs £15.20.
Yeah, it's for the children.
Funnily enough, no. It's okay for the money. It's good. It's not. I wouldn't give it to you if it was rubbish.
Sorry about that. Sorry. I've been away.
So in black, £15.20. In white, £19.94. If it makes you feel better,
what's the colour with apartheid going on here? Well, how much is the black one?
Black is £15.20.
And how much is the white one?
£19.94.
Black and white ones cost more.
They just fluctuate.
They do what?
They fluctuate in price.
I just read this one, the Sanex. I've just put it up. Have you heard that one? Yeah. It's a shower gel thing, and they've got the black skin is crispy and dry, and then the white one is smooth. And they've got complaints, and they've had to take it off. So I'm very sensitive about black and white things costing different amounts of money now, okay?
Okay, well, what you need to do is buy both pairs and link them together. So,
right,
okay, and you could do that for about 30 quid. So, look, these are special. So they're called Pebble Modern 2.0. Now, these Pebble range, so they're spherical speakers. They're like a bigger than a cricket ball, you know, each. But they're desktop speakers. The one on the right's got the volume control on it. They sound much better than you would think that they would, and they sound much better than you would think for the money. Well, look, this is what you need to trust me on, right? They are very good. So
you now sound like my wife. Trust me. No.
Trust no one. That, you know, that trust no one is a security saying. So to put this in the right context,
yes,
these are not going to compete with, you know,
no, they're not,
£500 stereo speakers. But compared to any speaker built into a laptop, compared to the speaker built into your Amazon Alexa unit that you can plug this into as well, compared to any of those small devices like your phone or your tablet, these are going to sound so much better. For one thing, you get proper stereo separation because you're not limited to pulling two speakers in inside something.
Is it the sort of thing that I take away with me?
You can, but they don't run off batteries, so it needs to run off a USB. So you could plug your USB power bank into it, actually, and power it that way.
Because they have much, let's move on to
1520, 4.5 stars.
So you like this. 4.5 for you is the best thing you're going to give it.
Because you take into account what you're paying for it, yeah? And if you understand what it is and what it is not, then if you...
Where am I going to buy it from?
Amazon are doing it for 15-20. Other retailers have it as well.
All right, let's go. Number three.
Okay, the next one is from Logitech. Actually, to be specific, Logitech G, which is their gaming brand, and it's a gaming mouse. It's called the G502 Hero, and it's a wired...
Big Six Hero.
It's a wired gaming mouse, okay, so it's not wireless. And the reason for that is that with gaming, the important thing is responsiveness. And good though wireless is for Bluetooth is for connecting devices, if you want the ultimate in responsiveness, you connect it with a wire. And so this is wired. It's got a 25K sensor. That's to say it can discern 25,000 dots per inch. So even the smallest movement of the mouse will give rise to a change in position. So inside certain games, that's essential. The weighting, some of these mice are gaming mice. Some people like them really light so they can move them quicker. Other people like a bit of heft to them. This thing comes with five little weights that you can either plug in or not. So you can vary the weight of the mouse by plugging in the weights into the underside of the unit. So you can customize it for your preferences. And although that sounds trivial, I've played with gaming mice that are just too light for me. They feel like toys and I don't like them. I like a little bit more heft than some people. It's got 11...
You like more weight?
Yeah, I do, yeah. That's why I eat so much. So 11 programmable buttons built into this thing. And it's, of course, it's gaming. So it's got RGB lighting, red, green, blue lighting in it. And you can combine them to produce up to 16.8 million colors. You know, how many stars? I've given it 4 stars out of 5. It's this price is $79.99. It never sells for that. Usually sells for about £35.
Yeah. Maybe if he'd done a little better in his GCSEs, I could have got him this.
Well, then he's done worse if you've got him.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I hope he's listening. So he needs to know what he could have got.
£24.49 at the moment, which I think is within a penny of the cheapest it's ever been. 4 stars out of 5. I think it's amazing value. It's a very flexible device. It's a good gaming mouse, but it's also suitable for use as a general desktop mouse, so you don't have to buy two mice.
We're doing well here. This is Fevzi Turkamp. He's a gadget detective. Fabulous for a bargain and fabulous for stuff. What's number 4?
Okay, from TP-Link. It's called the M7000. It's a 4G MiFi unit. So this thing's about the size of a fat bar of soap, to give an idea. And what it does is it takes a cellular signal, so you plug a SIM card into it like you would in your cell phone, and it produces Wi-Fi for you. You can connect up to about 10 devices. And, of course, this is a trick that most modern smartphones can do. The modern smartphone can become a Wi-Fi hotspot as well. So you have to say, well, you know, why would I want that? But there's a number of benefits to this. When you use your phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot, it kills the battery very quickly. Yeah, it'll drain the battery. Well, when I say kills the battery, I mean it in two ways. It drains the battery of its current charge very quickly. It generates a lot of heat, which means it shortens the life of the battery in terms of how many months and years your battery in your phone will last. So if you continuously, occasional use as a Wi-Fi hotspot is fine. If you're doing hours on end or doing it regularly, then I really would recommend you get a unit like these what they call MiFi units, you know.
Personally. So give us an example of where somebody would use a MiFi unit.
Hotel room. On travel. When you're on a train, anywhere where you would use cellular data, it's better.
Would it be more steady then? Well, the one thing I found, one of the things that I found is on the train, and I've done 4 or 5 journeys recently, trying to do anything on the phone is an absolute nightmare. It's just you're in and out. You're in. Yeah. Maybe it's my provider, but I thought my provider was one of the good ones. And sometimes, you know, if you sit in first class, you get Wi-Fi, don't you, on the train? Yeah. But it ain't any good.
No, because there's a lot of people trying to grab it. Trains are always going to be challenging because you're sitting in, effectively, you're sitting in a Faraday cage, a box that is designed to cut electromagnetic waves. You know, if you want to stop your keys being cloned you put it in a metal box. So a train is a metal box. So, you know, it's not surprising that it's never going to be great. But the benefit of a unit like this, the M7000, and there are others that do a similar job, is that it's got decent antennae on it. A phone, you remember what phones used to look like?
They
used to
have, the suitcase.
They also used to have retractable aerials, yeah. And then they had these rubber finger-type aerials. And then we got to the point where the aerial was this thin little piece of foil that goes around the edge of the smartphone, because a smartphone is a jack-of-all-trades and often master of none. So you're going to get a much better signal than you would from a typical smartphone. And that's going to give you a much better way of getting Wi-Fi. You're going to get more data.
I've always wondered about that. Years ago, I did a thing called Death in Paradise, and all the stars of the show had their own little thing, just like this. Mm-hmm. And it meant that wherever they went on the island, they could have Wi-Fi and whatever. And all that's interesting. And sometimes, you know, you go away and you've got something and, you know, you're not able for whatever reason to hotspot it. And I've always wondered how I would it work in other countries too?
Yeah, if the SIM supports data in that country, then it will work in other countries. So you have to get the right SIM. But this is very much for that sort of thing where you're traveling. You just make sure you get the right SIM with the right data plan so that, you know, it's not costing you an arm and a leg. But data allowances are getting more and more generous as the months go by, so it becomes practical to use it. Oh, and by the way, if you're in an air, let's say you're on the train and you're trying to make phone calls and you can't get a good cellular signal, so you get the cellular signal from this device, you enable Wi-Fi assisted calling on your smartphone, and suddenly you've got a much more solid voice line as well.
Yes, so, look at you.
And then the other thing about it is, first of all, it gives you about 8 hours of continuous use, which you would never get on a smartphone doing the same thing. But also the battery is user replaceable. Like the old-fashioned phones, you can pop it open, take the battery out,
take it out, and then
put another one in. And you've got another 8 hours ready to go, and the batteries cost about £15-20.
Right, so this is the case, right? I'd still have to get myself a SIM and stick it in there.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. What you're doing is you're bringing in the internet via cellular data, for which you need a SIM card, and then that cellular data is then presented as a Wi-Fi cloud where you can connect up to 10 devices at once on the move.
And I imagine with this, if you've already got a provider, you might be able to get a deal from them for a second card or something.
Yeah,
you
can often do that, and also you can often get deals with a lot of mobile phone providers now provide broadband as well, and you can also get deals where you get your home broadband and another SIM card for pennies. Well, so it can be a really good way of doing it.
I could see five, and five is the sort of thing that Mrs. Nestor's going to want. So you jog on as quickly. How much was for that last one, by the way?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? So let me just tell you what it was called. It's called the TP-Link M7000 4G MiFi. It doesn't support 5G, but most of the country can't get 5G anyway. £32.99.
Wait, okay. Let's go on to this one. Is this a gimbal then, or what is this?
No, this is a home indoor security camera.
Yes.
But it's from Eufy, which is an anchor brand, EUFY. For some reason, they spell it with a small E. It always irritates me, but it's how they do it. It's an indoor security camera which has got two cameras and lenses built into it. It's got a 4K wide angle lens, and it's got a 2K more narrow lens, and it combines them to give you effective eight times zoom. And the thing that you mentioned, is it a gimbal? It's not a gimbal. It's not about steadying the shot, because this is something that stays still on a tabletop or can be wall mounted. But it does what they call PTZ, pan, tilt, zoom. So it will physically do 360-degree rotation, can look around the room. Yeah, and it does up and down as well.
You're talking about a robot.
It looks like a little robot, doesn't it?
You see them in other countries, and we don't really use them in this country. I'll go to the airport in other countries. You see this little robot going up and down cleaning the place or whatever. It's really weird. It makes you feel like, hold on a minute, are we up to speed on this kind of thing?
So this does look like a robot because it's got those two lenses, looks like two eyes. What I like is it's got a privacy mode. This is very silly, but it's got a privacy mode where, you know, if you want to do something and you don't want even your own camera on you, you hit the button for privacy and it turns its head and faces the wall like a naughty robot.
Can you turn around? I'm about to change. Thank you very much.
I mean, you still can't plan a bank robbery because the microphone is still switched on, but I think you can disable the mic as well. So it's got 360-degree pan, and it's also got tilt. So 360 degrees goes all the way around, and it tilts up if you look at the sky. It's currently £79.99, down from £129.
And what's your recommendation?
4 stars out of 5. And one more really good thing about this is that you can buy another home base unit, it's called, which can store all the footage locally on a standard SSD, so you don't have to pay a monthly fee for it. It can store huge amounts of data within your own home. You buy a home base S380 for that.
Look at you. You don't like those subscribing things. I can pick that up over there.
I subscribe to several services, but I don't like paying for them. But I do because of the way I use it. It's fairly advanced, so for me it's useful.
Ola wants me to ask you in the next couple of weeks about him needing to secure a VPN. I have no idea what that's for, 50.
Well, that's because of the changes in the law recently, obviously. Yeah, I don't want to say anything, Ola, but, you know, we all know where you're coming from.
So you need to help a brother out.
Ola, my friend, the fact that I know the answer to that question tells you all you need to know.
Take it easy. Look after yourself. The Gadget Detective, 50 Turcap.